Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
During the most catastrophic forest fires in all of Canadian history, experienced local firefighters are being sidelined. Retired forestry technician Peter McIsaac put together an experienced team of firefighters, contacted the government, and offered to volunteer their support.
As things progressed last week and buildings were burning and people were being evacuated, I realized that Nova Scotia had a resource of retired technical staff that were experts at fighting fire. I called some of these guys up and I put together a crack team. On the first team I put together, we had close to 200 years of experience of fighting fires here at the Acadia region, and our own government passed over an opportunity to hire a team of professionals to come in and help them. Our team stayed on standby hoping that we'd get a call all week, and that call never came. So if you lost your house and fires remained out of control, when a politician looks you in the eye and says, we did everything we could, they're lying to your face.
While the government lets Canada burn, they blame climate change. But other than all the fires, nothing significant has changed. And the massive amount of wildfires just started a few years ago. So what happened? Over 90% of wildfires are caused by humans, and many of them are intentional, which is known as arson. During the surge of wildfires along the west coast of the United States a few years ago, several people were arrested for arson, including a 41-year-old man who admitted to starting 11 fires. Security cameras show people's houses being set on fire. A homeowner caught an arsonist dressed in all black, and a member of black-clad terrorist organization Antifa was arrested for arson in Washington State. Just months before the 2020 wildfires, Extinction Rebellion published a poster with a burning forest and the words, "Declare a climate emergency." And in Canada, in 2021, a woman was charged with 32 counts of arson connected to numerous wildfires in northeast Alberta. Last year in British Columbia, a 42-year-old woman was arrested and charged with 4 counts of arson. And this year, there is much more. In Alberta, the RCMP are searching for a suspect after a fire broke out in Grand Prairie. The suspected arsonist was reportedly wearing all black. The RCMP's Serious Crime Branch, the Forestry Crimes Unit, have been investigating multiple wildfires and arsons, and a 29-year-old man has been charged with 10 counts of arson. In Nova Scotia, the RCMP believe at least 3 of the fires in Pictou County were arson. Satellite imagery shows that on June 2nd, most of southeast Quebec went up in flames at the same time, which demonstrates a highly coordinated arson attack. Somewhere between Wyoming and California, 30 tons of ammonium nitrate reportedly disappeared from a train. Ammonium nitrate can be used as an explosive, and it can also be used as an accelerant. On its own, ammonium nitrate will not burn under a flame, but mix it with sawdust, and it quickly ignites and burns everything it can. And now the federal government of Canada is creating a special national disaster response agency, their very own FEMA. They create the problem, and your reaction demands that they provide a solution. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, not just our republic, but the world is under a globalist coup, but humanity is awakening. We're live Monday, June 12th. Stay with us. But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine. Incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity, every cell in the body. It's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine. True nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The globalists are technocrat eugenicists using fascism and communism for control. They are the New World Order. They're much worse than just the communists. They're the fathers of communism.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
It's Monday, June 12th, 2023. And we are inside the New World Order now. I want to play some clips 4, 7, and 8 of some of the powerful things that Trump said the last few days about the nature of the globalist New World Order we're up against, and then something that Senator Josh Hawley had to say, and then we will continue in this live, teleprompter-free, worldwide, forbidden, verboten transmission.
The stakes of this election could not be more stark either. We have a communist state. You know, they used to use the term deep state. I'm stopping it. I'm using it Marxist. I'm using it fascist. I'm using communist because deep state is far too soft. Far too soft. Troubled. At the end of the day, either the communists win, destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are. They may go by a different... We are a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. It's totally corrupt, and we can't let it happen. This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will roll out the fake news media. We will expose the rhinos for what they are. We will defeat Joe Biden, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all. We will liberate. We're going to liberate our country.
It is my conviction that we stand at a moment of great peril when it comes to our American civilization. Do you agree with that? We are at a moment of danger, moment of inflection, a moment where the things that we do, the decisions that we make,
we have an occupied government.
The choices that we pursue in the next 4 or 5 or 6 years will determine the future of this country for the next 50 or 60.
The whole world.
More than that, it will determine whether or not we have a country in the next 50 or 60. Do you agree? It is a moment of danger. Why? Because the left, even as we speak, the left is assaulting the very foundations of our American nation. They have decided that they no longer believe in the rule of law. Look what happened just yesterday. Former President of the United States indicted. The first time in American history that a sitting president has tried to indict and jail his opponent. I mean, all I can say about it is this. If the people in power can put in jail their political opponents, we don't have a republic anymore. That's the danger we're in.
that's exactly what this is. Using the justice system that's totally captured to preemptively steal the 2024 election. What a time to be alive. And notice, they had to get me off air, or try, before they did all this. Because who had the biggest voice, who had the biggest audience of activists, with the best guess and analysis, predicting all of this to a T? We did. And that's why they put us under FBI and CIA investigation, infiltrators, everything. In the depositions, who runs you, who funds you, who gives you your orders. Well, I'm not a follower like you guys. I actually study history and I'm into this and really love freedom. I give the orders. I'm in charge. Just like the average American is in charge of their life, or certainly trying to be in charge. We don't want to be part of your Washington pedophile crime network. We don't want to have giant armies of people going out and hunting down and taking people's children because the parents won't chop their genitals off. We reject you. We see you. We know what you are, and we're done with you. And we are going to liberate this republic from the globalist occupiers. And as I've said thousands of times the last 20 years, been on there 29, but it's the last 20 I figured this out. This would all come to a head at a certain point. And we had to point out that it was multinational corporations in concert, working against the people, to buy off government and other corporations and systems and universities and academia and the ecclesiastical system as well, to get full unified control of society to carry out their transhumanist agenda. And now you see it all out in the open. You see their entire program. But the minute you understand that BlackRock and Vanguard are owned by the same handful of families, and that through fraud and our investment, giving them our money, they are, quote, controlling us through the money, and we are their slaves. I mean, Larry Fink bragged a few weeks ago that, yeah, we control the governments of the world. We're going to control the people with the ESGs. He's saying with the cashless society, with the mark of the beast. Whether you believe in the devil or not, or revelation or not, or God or not, they certainly used it and said, this is a great idea to enslave people. This book about Satan taking over. Let's do this ourselves. So, people like Jules Verne, 20 years before the Wright brothers, for the first time supposedly invented an airplane and took flight in Kitty Hawk, envisioned flying planes. And people 130 years ago envisioned atomic bombs in mathematical equations. And 60 years after they envisioned it, they'd been able to be made. And so these globalists are envisioning our enslavement, in envisioning this nightmare world. Instead of envisioning a better world, they're envisioning this horrible world where the small, tiny elite rule over all the impoverished slaves. You think, what a horrible system. Well, if you study history, whether it's the ancient Chinese or ancient Japanese or what was happening in what is Russia today or Western Europe or Africa or what's Latin America today, Mesoamerica, in every culture that became complex, they went into decline at some point, and the elites began to human sacrifice, dumb people down, starve people on purpose, and the system's called feudalism. Where if you were, say, a wheat farmer in ancient, what is England today, only if you were an upper-class slave or serf, because you even have a dog. And if your dog, if you had a dog, it had to have the half its digits cut off with a hatchet when it was a puppy so that it couldn't run fast and couldn't hunt the king's deer or pheasant or rabbits. And if you got caught eating a rabbit in your stew pot, people came by every day. The Lord's men would come by every day in most little towns and villages and outside villages, not as much, they still come. And they say, I smell meat. Where did you get meat? Did the local town lord authorize the slaughter of a cow and maybe give you a little bit of meat occasionally? No, you ate a rabbit. You're going to be put in the stocks for a week. And you're pinned out in the middle of the town with your hands in a torture device standing for a week. Total torture. The next time you do it, you're dead. The next time you do it, you're dead. You're dead for eating a rabbit. And there was different manuals written by different feudal lords. It was always the same. That if they caught somebody being self-sufficient, they might become uppity at a certain point, and then they found would rebel later. So they had to keep them starving at a low level. And normally they would keep the serfs on about 10% of the land and leave 90% for the royalty, all open, and the slaves were kept on a very short leash in every culture. Every culture had this, and generally they enslaved their own people. In history books, they only teach the modern pop history about blacks in slavery and the particular types carried out by white people. But it's the same all over the world throughout history, and that's what the New World Order is. That's what cutting out the power plants and shutting down the farms and destroying all this and dumbing people down is putting you in a feudal state for control. That's what BlackRock and Larry Fink are, would-be feudal lords and masters. But they don't want to just pour slaves. They want to get you dumbed down and then just kill you. They want to depopulate you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Incredible off-the-chart news I didn't get to yesterday because I was mainly focused on Trump's incredible indictment and the deep state beyond taking the mask off, pulling its pants off and trying to openly rape us. And then I've got all the new insane news today. I mean, big developments with the Ukrainian offensive getting completely devastated. In just a week, we have massive pedo news with the left all over the U.S., all over Europe, all over Canada, with armies of marching people literally chanting, "We're coming for your children are ours." We have the footage. I mean, and it's only going to get worse. Literally saying, "Your children belong to us." and we're way far from them hitting peak pedoville. So that's all coming up. Tulsi Gabbard's coming out and saying it's a pedo sex cult. It's time for folks to grow a pair and point out what's going on here. And then we have a stack, I say and, there's like 30 other stacks here, literally. There's this stack that is of the last week of news I've been compiling, because every day after the show I go through stacks that I didn't get to, and I always promise, oh, I'll get to this tomorrow, and then it starts stacking up. Just this stack here is about 15 articles, and it's the worst, most powerful stuff of the last few weeks or so, last 8-9 days. And one of these is so bombshell, it should just be the whole show. And that is, the CDC has now put out another study that it authored, echoing the one from December 2021, that they know there is a massive multi-1,000% increase in myocarditis, that's heart swelling and heart attack death, from the shot, and it is the shot. Another study authored by the CDC right here. I mean, just think of it. We already knew it, but I mean, they knew it and they keep doing it. We're the only country to target little kids because the government's out to get us. I mean, the government at the top is a scientific depopulation army whose job is to get rid of the uppity Americans. Then there'll be no hope. You understand that's not rhetoric? The people at the top knowingly want to murder your children, okay? With horrible, debilitating heart problems. You know more than 50% of folks that develop this type of myocarditis are dead within 5 years. Something like 70-something percent, look it up, are dead, depending on the study, within 10 years. It's a death sentence of pain. I personally know three people that are young that took it, who have myocarditis. The doctors have said you'll be dead within 10 years. Dead within 10 years. Dead within 10 years. Dead. 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 Murder. Your government murdering you. Murdering you with loving liberalness. Coming to chop your children's penises off. I mean, this is real, folks. But it's so horrible. See, they think you can't handle it. Okay, see, I'm digressing. Listen to this. Zuckerberg says establishment asked Facebook to censor COVID misinfo that ended up to be true, and they knew it was true, and, quote, undermines trust. Now no one trusts Facebook. No one trusts the government. No one trusts Big Pharma, Fox News. I have the video of him saying it right here. Oh, that's just two of the articles? I told you there's like 15 here. Oh, here's another one. Secret U.S. government study that only looked at 1,000 children and more than 100 of the children suffered seizures. So they did a little study, and 100 of them had more than 100 had seizures. Oh, my goody, goody gumdrops. I mean, I'll just be completely honest with you. If we don't take this government back and put all these people in prison, I think we kind of deserve. Maybe they're right. Maybe I'm on the wrong side. Maybe I should go kneel to Bill Gates and say, these people are scum and don't care about themselves. You're right, sir. Let me join you. I'll help you kill them. Now, I'm not going to do that, but I've actually wargamed that. Not that I would ever do it. I didn't consider it. I just thought, why do people join them? Well, a lot of them are really just sick and twisted and evil like Bill Gates. He likes doing all this and likes setting up a psychological system where people are weak-minded and go along with it. So he's the real villain here. But if the public doesn't have enough life force or enough common sense to stand against this and say no to it, then I guess the public deserves to die. But you've heard what I've said a million times. The children don't. And so God's watching. But I have to tell you, there is a selfishness in the public where people love to be a victim of some imaginary, you know, mental disorder that the liberals will give you, that and they'll or oh, the victim of gender dysphoria, or you know, they love to be the, you know, liberal colleges, which is all of them now, teach that if a man asks you out at a coffee shop on a date, it's a form of harassment. You shouldn't do it. But if a convicted pedophile wants to shake their fat belly and pecker in front of your five-year-old, that's a good thing. And they say, we're here to groom your kids. So people are so selfish that they don't want to admit they're under attack, because that'd be something they'd have to deal with. They delusionally decide to just ignore it as the tyranny grows, as the insanity intensifies, as the monstrous crimes metastasize in front of our faces, and everybody's too busy having a good time as the infrastructure and the funds and all the largesse are cut off, as the third world starves to death, and as the third world's been imported here to be a permanent underclass, and as we see the rot and collapse all around us, and every metric shows it, and now they're really moving in to cut the power off, and the blackouts are starting, and the fentanyl mass death is intensifying, and every indicator is the dashboard's flashing red everywhere. Just alarms everywhere. And people are like, man, I'm going to play golf. Hey, Alex, we're glad you're fighting them, because we're going to go play golf. And look, I like golf. I like everything. But and it's good to play. Look, if you were fighting this 10 hours a week, Go play golf or go see a baseball game. But the guys playing golf and playing baseball all day or going to NBA games literally are doing nothing to fight the tyranny. And so we're going to lose everything. But at least they're not active leftists trying to brainwash children and, you know, setting arson fires everywhere. Because, of course, they've arrested a bunch of leftists who are Antifa and have leftist backgrounds setting fires. It's only in the local news, in the west of Canada, in central Canada, in eastern Canada. Just like they arrested over a dozen Antifa members setting fires all over California, remember, in the 2020 election. And it would be in the local news, but if somebody tried to put it on Facebook, oh, disinfo, you can't say it's Antifa. Sure, the fact checkers said they were Antifa, but no one can prove they were under orders from Antifa to do it. It's like they arrest a known mafia henchman, soldier, for committing a murder, and then like, well, you can't prove his bosses gave the order. You know, they're innocent. Of course they are. I'm fine. So that's where we're at in all this. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of fires all over Canada, all started the same day, and they're just catching people running around in black uniforms setting fires everywhere. It's in the news. Greg Reese did a report on it. But it's just local news. You know, oh, there's just armies of people setting fires everywhere. Because it's the name of the game. Shut down society. Collapse civilization. Extinction Rebellion is. The Animal Liberation Front is Extinction Rebellion. It's all the same group, all financed by the King of England.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Female Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looks like. Another, now you do.
Another time.
And all got front row seats. The disintegration of civilization.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Trump says a globalist multinational criminal force using communist techniques of control has seized America. That's the 45th president of the U.S. saying it, and he's 100% right. No exaggeration, no hyperbole. If anything, it's worse than he says. He should have added their devil worshippers and pedophiles, a lot of them. Senator Josh Hawley, former attorney general of Missouri, says we have a criminal group that's hijacked the nation, is planning to set up an authoritarian, totalitarian, permanent dictatorship, and the end of America is here. It's all true. Now, admitting how much trouble we're in is where we can fix this. And not letting them start a physical civil war. The average federal bureaucrat, not our enemy. The average FBI agent, not our enemy. The police are not our enemy. The ideology of the globalists and the high-level managers in control are the enemies. The Barack Obamas, they're puppets like Biden. People like Lloyd Austin. People like General Milley. These are sworn globalists, sworn to bring down this country. Trump was naive and thought, oh, the military is super patriotic. They're the best guys in the country. No, for 50 years they've been putting their people in, and now at the top they're almost all bad. Flynn was all business and never political. And they had no idea because Flynn operated like a robot. And then when Flynn found out what they were doing, he started to buck them, and then he went and told Trump what was going on. That's why they flipped out, because Flynn knew all the stuff they were up to. So Flynn got through on him. He is the exception. Are there some Flynns in the government? Yeah. But not many of them at that top level. Are there a lot of Flynns at the mid-level? I'd say a lot. But at the top, the country is hijacked, and we all know that, ladies and gentlemen, and we're in a lot of trouble. And they have been pre-programming that they're going to cut the power and say that it's a cyber attack. I don't think they'll blow out the transformers because that's too hard to fix. But they've already pre-programmed that the right wing, the Trump supporters, are going to cut the power with no history of it, no evidence, and when they stand to gain from it. By the way, I have a stack of news here, and I remember hearing this a few weeks ago when they blew up that big dam and flooded much of southern Ukraine and the Crimea. And so I went and did a little searching last night. And lo and behold, I found a whole stack of news here where the Ukrainians said that they'd blown up other dams and that it did a great job to block the Russians. And so they were going to blow up that dam and that they'd shot it with missiles and artillery to make sure they could hit it. And they were planning to blow it up. And then once they blew it up, they turned around and said the Russians did it. I mean, what's crazy is that, remember they just said last year, you're a Russian agent if you say there's any biolabs in Ukraine. Level 4 biolabs. We went, well, look, we went and got press releases when Obama opened the damn things and sent the U.S. ambassador to the EU there to cut ribbons on them 10 years ago. Gosh, I guess that was 12 years ago. So you could pull up the New York Times. Biden sends an EU ambassador for ribbon cutting at Bio Defense Lab that studies the most deadly pathogens in the world. And then later this year they go, well, of course, the Russians are going to get our bioweapon labs. So it's just all constantly changing. It's all constantly BS. And if you've got a memory, you can go see what's really going on. It's total insanity. It's total cuckoo land. So I said I'd mention all the stuff coming up today and kind of halfway cover it and then get back into it. Huge developments in the Trump indictment, what that signifies, and the coup d'etat. Big developments there. Trump appointee, judge will remain judge in the document case. The federal clerk says the Democrats are going to have her removed. Zuckerberg says establishment asked Facebook to censor COVID misinfo, then it'd be true. And then a whole bunch of news about them knowingly killing everybody and the CDC being part of it and the CDC reporting on themselves. And he said, why do they do that? They hide it in plain view. Yeah, we authorized it. We killed a bunch of people and it doesn't work. So what? Huge pedo stack, just insanity with a Pride Pedo Month going on. Global central bank digital currencies being officially rolled out by the UN. Southern Poverty Law Center identifying all conservatives and Christians and anyone that questions lockdowns or open borders as white supremacist terrorists and running a secret database for the FBI along with the ADL. So they're the bosses of the FBI. They tell them who terrorists are so they can open a file on you. I mean, just so criminal, so illegal, so sick. Big stack on the wildfires being arson confirmed, but never making national, international news. MK Ultra news with the death of the Unabomber. He was also in secret transgender studies there with the CIA. Can't make that up. Got mainstream news on that. We also have George Soros handing the power to his demon son, Alex, at 93, the 37-year-old. We also have Al Gore caught in new gigantic lies. Top Biden administration official admits to lying to Congress. Of course, won't get any trouble for that. Fox News, since Tucker Carlson cease and desist letter, his lawyer responds. I've got the inside baseball on that. I'm going to be getting into that. And we also have how the globalist industrial complex keeps Americans sick, fat, and sad. We're going to be getting to so much more today. And Chris Skye is going to be joining us as well with some big breaking news out of Canada. We'll cover the waterfront with him and then have open phones in the third hour into the fourth hour today. But before I go any further, I need funds to operate. And you notice our bankruptcy isn't in the news anymore because all the lies about us having all this money were just total lies. Anybody else following those lies? They'd have criminal charges filed on them, but they're the Democrats, the liberals. They can, they can file the Moon's Men of Cheese if they wanted to in federal court. But none of it's true. I had basically no money, and all that's come out. And you can go read the federal filings on Alex Jones and see that all the stuff you heard was a total lie. So when I tell you I need funds for free speech systems, we do. We are barely in the black, barely stabilized, and I want to hire great reporters that are ready to be hired to come in here and help us take the fight for the New World Order 10 times harder. And we're the most effective organization at battling the globalists in the world, period. And our talking points understanding has become the dominant resistance understanding worldwide. That's a fact, not bragging. So I pray that you will pray for the broadcast. And I pray you'll share the articles and videos and clips like you're doing. And also pray that those of you on the fence that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com, who are the vast majority of you, we'll experience some of the great products. See what triiodine, the missing link in your body, does for your whole body. Learn about iodine deficiency. Just search it and look at it. And then get the highest quality at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of it, but I just decided to keep it 25% off till it sells out. We have Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12. We have finally back in stock Super Female Vitality. The Super Male Vitality is selling out, but I'm selling Super Female Vitality that has a bunch of concentrated known herbs to boost stamina, libido, energy for 50% off. And here's the kicker. It's the same formula as Super Male Vitality, but women want a pink label, so you get it. So it's good for men, good for women. It has all the known roots and herbs that are cold-pressed, so you get the full effect. It's like it's alive. Instead of being, from a dead, dried-up herb, still pretty good. We have dried versions of it that are technically stronger but aren't as strong because it's not cold-pressed. This is really amazing. But it's always affordable. Now it's a deal. 50% off on Super Female Vitality for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com because we need the funds, and it finally got back in. Super Female Vitality had been sold out for a long time. Super Male Vitality has almost sold out. It's 25% off, the exact same thing. Or get a Super Female Vitality for 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And 50% off on the best-selling Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus when you get them together, or individually 40% off on Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra together. 50% off. Thanks for the support. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
History repeats.
Monday warrior, mean, mean,
over and over again. But if you add all the new technologies and weaponry into the equation, it's going to be very dangerous, extremely lethal, beyond explosive. The new world order with all these weapons and all this technology is going to try feudalism, neo-feudalistic fascism on the top. Communism as implementation system with technocracy on the bottom. So I've already mentioned and covered a lot of the news, but I really want to drill into a lot of this. So let me do this. I'm going to talk with Chris Skye about the Trump indictment because it ties into what the politicians and deep shit are doing there to political dissidents in Canada. We'll do that next hour with him and get into the arson fires and the next big pandemic they're planning, because Chris is really good at predicting things very well, particularly skilled at it. I'd say almost as skilled as I am. And that's, I think, saying quite a bit. But I think the listeners are just as skilled as both of us when it comes down to it, once you know the enemy's modus operandi and what they do. Then I'm going to get into all the leftist pedo operations that are just mind-blowing. I mean, it's moving quicker than I thought it would. It's fascinatingly disgusting. But I'm going to talk about the real reasons they're coming after our children. I mean, there's a spiritual bedrock reason at its core, but the different corollary reasons that that's happening. That's all coming up, and it ties into the world government, central bank, digital currency, and the ESGs and more. But let's go ahead and just drill into this now. And then the Ukrainians saying that they were going to blow the dam up is fascinating. And then now saying the Russians did it. Even though the Ukrainians have all the motives. It's like Biden, we're going to blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and saying the Russians did it. It's just next level. But it's about rubbing our faces in it. But like I said, I went back and found the articles in the New York Times and places where they were like, the brave Ukrainians already blew up one dam and now they're going to blow up the next to flood the Russians for part of their grand offensive. And then they went, you know, actually, it doesn't look good flooding all these villagers. Let's just say the Russians did it. Yeah. And then send out a bunch of news crews to show Ukrainians saving dogs and cats that are drowning. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And the Ukrainians are so undisciplined, they'll have a film crew behind the person with the camera shooting that, and they release that themselves, showing it scripted. I mean, it's just amateur hour, ladies and gentlemen. And the Russians are amateur hour, too. It's a disaster leading to Armageddon if it doesn't stop. A Slavic civil war with a bunch of weird little vampire bats like McCain, and he's now dead, and his many-me running around salivating Lindsey Graham over this death and destruction. That's all coming up. But let's spend a few minutes on these little jewels. Joe Rogan really got upset last week several times, and just the versions I saw on Twitter had like 18 million views, so pretty devastating to the establishment there. And we can play the clip if you'd like, but he just came out and said, how dare them say still that the COVID shot protects you from the shot, lessens infection, and lessens death, when all the studies say it increases infection and death, and then Joe starts showing the studies on air. And then notice, they don't even dare say he's wrong now, because they know damn well he's right. They just hope you don't go look. See, that's victory right there. Now they don't say we're lying, they just shut their filthy, murderous mouths. But there's a third group trying to extricate itself, like the Planned Parenthood lady that became the main vaccine spokeswoman, that Asian lady, I forget her name. A whole bunch of these people have come out and said, oh, no, I'm not part of this, like Redfield. Zuckerberg says establishment asked Facebook to censor COVID misinfo that ended up true. He says it undermines trust and no one believes the government or Big Pharma anymore and that they need to not get it wrong next time. Oh, yeah, it was all a big mistake. He censored 18 million posts on saying the shot didn't protect you, saying it was tied to myocarditis, saying it was never properly approved, saying that there were therapeutics like vitamin D3 or ivermectin. Yeah, that's what they censored and helped kill a bunch of people, Zuckerberg. And now he knows it's a giant disaster for the establishment. And he's saying, I'm not part of it. Okay. Come out about everything and you can be forgiven. Maybe you are a real boy. Maybe you have a heart and a soul. I don't want to just hate you, Zuckerberg. I know the ADL's called for you to be put in prison because you didn't fully bow to them. So maybe you're not all bad. Show us. Establishment asked Facebook to censor true COVID post. Fox News, Infowars.com. Go watch the video if you want. Joe Rogan defends the Gateway Pundit, discusses report on Cleveland Clinic peer-reviewed study on COVID vaccine versus infection rate. This mainstream media won't take on Joe, but they'll take on like the Gateway Pundit going, oh, look, this obscure site, which is bigger than the New York Times online most of the time, some days, boys, it's big. They're sitting there showing peer-reviewed studies showing this, so the media attacked them. And Joe goes, no, that's not true. Here's the study. It's kind of an oblique attack on Rogan. Here's one of the studies. Myocarditis reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. from December 2020 to August 2021. That's right. The start of the program found a multi-1,000% increase, including fatal myocarditis. That's a CDC government study of the mRNA Pfizer Moderna shots. Now, they've got a new study just came out reporting the same thing. But I thought I'd just show everybody the study. Pull this up for yourselves. And here's even NBC News. Oh, small study points to possible case of myocarditis following mRNA vaccine in young men. Oh, really? That's why they've had hundreds of deaths when on usually one death in all sports a year from heart attacks, a big deal. Now hundreds a year. Yale study reveals insight into post-vaccine heart inflammation cases. Yahoo News. Myocarditis in young males for COVID vaccine. New study suggests it may cause the rare heart condition that's not rare anymore. What explains the rare heart condition? See, that's the spin. Oh, is that why insurance companies say there's a 46% increase in death? In World War II, it was like 9%. I'm sorry, World War I was 9% globally. World War II was 6% increase. This is a 40-something percent increase in death. Myocarditis, pericarditis incidents low across 10 million doses of mRNA COVID vaccines. You actually read the study, it says it's high, but that's how they spin it. BioNTech faces first German lawsuit over alleged COVID vaccine side effects. And it goes on and on. DHS sought to assign social credit style risk scores to social media users that criticize the shots. Oh. Flashback, Moderna knew mRNA vaccine technology was dangerous before COVID crisis began. 2017 documents show they said, well, we could make a lot of money with this, but for a small percentage of people, it kills them. So read it for yourself. Here's the actual study. Myocarditis cases reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. There's a study right there. Here it is. This is from the Journal of American Medicine. Myocarditis cases reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. December to 2021. New study shows even worse numbers. There is the CDC study if you want to go read it for yourself. White House mandates masks. This is for unvaccinated despite emergency's end. Oh, the emergency's supposedly over, but it's never going to be over. It's how they harass a lot of people that haven't taken the poison shots. They knew vaccines would hurt some people and tried to fool us. Another big report on that. And, of course, they lied about the origin of the shot. Another big study. More than 100 young children suffered seizures after COVID vaccination in a study, a small study. So a large percent of them had that happen. And Bill visited Epstein 37 times on Twitter, said, if Alex Jones has to pay $1.5 billion, for offering people, for offending people with words, what do the pharmaceutical companies have to pay for actually physically hurting and killing people? Well, the folks that put out hillbilly heroin and killed millions paid a couple billion. So you got your answer. Free speech is what's bad, taken out of context and twisted, and found guilty by a judge. So, do I sleep good at night? Absolutely I sleep good at night. I question every big event, from Jesse Smollett to who blew up this dam. But see, I'm a Russian agent if I tell you the Ukrainians blew it up, even though I haven't been the New York Times saying they were going to blow it up when they launched their offensive. You're supposed to forget that was ever in there and just be a good American and cut your son's penis off. That's how you prove you're a good American. Do what Alex Soros says and cut your daughter's breast off. Take your children to drag queen pedophile time. Take fentanyl and die. Hell Satan. Actually, don't hell Satan. Hell Christ. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.